This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is returning home after a one-day summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Before leaving Russia, Kim said the candid and meaningful talks were about promoting peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. Journalist Yevgeny Baranov has been covering the summit for VOA via Skype. He says the meeting was a chance for the two leaders to get to know each other.
Well, the major outcome of the meeting is actually an introduction to each other, to get to know each other, and actually to show the world that the contact between Russia and North Korea is still possible and still relevant.
That's Yevgeny Baranov reporting for VOA via Skype from Vladivostok. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is running for president. He made the announcement early today in a video message.
The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for president of the United States.
AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump is reacting to Joe Biden's announcement.
The president tweets, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign." The president warns it will be nasty, saying Biden will deal with people who truly have some very sick and demented ideas. He adds, "If you make it, I will see you at the starting gate."
That's AP's Sagar Magani. The powerful tropical cyclone Kenneth in the Indian Ocean is expected to strengthen as it heads towards the East African coast near the border between Mozambique and Tanzania. The storm comes as Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe struggle to recover from last month's cyclone. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying that he ordered White House counsel Donald McGahn to fire special counsel Robert Mueller. The firing was intended to stop Mueller's investigation into the Trump campaign's links to Russia in the 2016 election. The president's latest attack against the Mueller report is part of his growing anger at the prosecutor's portrayal of his presidency after initially claiming the report exonerated him of wrongdoing. Opposition Democrats in Congress have launched several investigations of Mr. Trump's actions as president, his successful presidential campaign, and other issues based on Mueller's findings. But the president is vowing to try to block all efforts to investigate him. Amnesty International and the group Air Wars say more than 1,600 civilians were killed in U.S.-led coalition air and artillery strikes during the offensive to oust the Islamic State group from the Syrian city of Raqqa in 2017. A Pentagon spokesman tells VOA the coalition complies with the law of armed conflict and has taken extraordinary measures to minimize civilian casualties and collateral damage. The U.S. is warning there could be more attacks in Sri Lanka this weekend. The U.S. Embassy in Colombo is advising people to avoid places of worship in the country, citing Sri Lankan reports that additional attacks may occur. The warning comes days after a devastating attack on Christian worshipers on Easter Sunday, when suicide bombers killed more than 250 people. On Thursday, Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said the father of two of the suspected suicide bombers has been arrested on suspicion of aiding his sons.
The father was taken earlier. He is a leading businessman, one of the leading dealers in spices, pepper and all. he's known around the business community. Active in politics, was in the list of one of the political parties, but I do not know if he knew what his sons were doing.
Also Thursday, Sri Lanka's defense secretary quit after the country's president called for his resignation. The U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban in Afghanistan says the answer to lowering the death toll in that country is to achieve a peace deal. The United Nations released a report saying more Afghan civilians were killed in the first 3 months of 2019 by U.S. and Afghan government forces than by the Taliban and other insurgents. Zame Khalilzad says on Twitter, the U.S. deeply regrets any loss of innocent life during military operations. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.